I always found this gospel to be such a consolation. Come to me, you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. At different points, I have felt the burdens of life and of ministry. And coming before the Lord and just sitting with him in prayer, especially in front of the Blessed Sacrament, I can just rest with him and pour out whatever's on my heart or on my mind and just know that it's going to be received. Not that it's going to magically disappear, but to be able to speak that to someone who knows me and who loves me makes all the difference. Kind of like when I was a little kid, if my stomach hurt or somebody teased me at school, and I would go to my mom or my dad and I would sit next to them. It didn't take away the pain or the anxiety, but just being close to them, I was better. And coming to Jesus with those burdens, he can refresh us and give us the grace and strength that we need to bear all things in union with him. And we know that a yoke is meant for animals to use for plows or for wagons. And the point here is that in this yoke, that Jesus, take my yoke upon you, is that a yoke is meant for two animals. Two animals to distribute the weight so that no one animal has to bear it all, but that it's distributed evenly so that both of them bear the weight, and it makes it easier to bear and the job to be able to accomplish easier. And Jesus is saying, yoke onto me. Let me yoke onto you. You don't have to carry this alone. You don't have to bear this all by yourself. Come to me. He invites us to come to him and let us both carry this burden together. And there you will find your rest. Today we celebrate the 244th birthday of our nation. I pray every day for our country and for its leaders. But I seem to be doing that a lot more frequently throughout the entire day. To me, to be what I've seen on television and the news and in the internet and newspapers have left me greatly saddened. To speak up for injustice, that is a good thing, and we need to do that. To burn, loot, and destroy, that has nothing to do with this. This is harmful. It's against the law. It has crossed a line. And to see the statues of our saints mocked and destroyed is sacrilegious. Our nation is not perfect. There are many parts of our 244 years that we can say, yes, we're not proud of. The 56 men who signed the Declaration of Independence, they weren't perfect either. The 45 men who served as presidents, they're not perfect either. And to try to erase those areas that we don't like, that are uncomfortable, that make us uneasy, does not help us to learn, to grow from those mistakes, and to change. And being Catholic in this country has never been easy. I mean, it's not easy now. We were always looked down upon, and there were more restrictions placed upon us, even though the Constitution says we have the freedom of religion, and one of the signers of the Declaration was a Catholic. They've always been hard on us as Catholics, as people of faith. But when you think of it, other than the federal government, no other organization but the Catholic Church in the United States educates more people, who provides for health care for the sick and the dying, who looks out for the poor and the homeless and the orphan. We do that as Catholics, American Catholics. And we are reminded our calendar is filled with saints who are imperfect people. Every saint has a past, and every sinner has a future. We have that based in our faith, that with God all things are possible. We can't forget God's blessings as we look to the faults in our lives, because God is still at work. And the good that we have accomplished in our history needs to be remembered. But I fear that we have neglected our God for so long and have pushed him out of our country and our nation and many of its activities that we are surely to fall and we will surely have chaos unless we change. We need to turn to him, to the Lord, and ask for help, for forgiveness, and the guidance we need to move forward as a people. We could lose everything. We could lose everything we have as a country if we are not diligent in what we do and who we are and how we are to be. I remember when I was in the Army, there was a poster that said, "America will cease to be great because Americans cease to be good." We need to yoke ourselves to God and to Christ and to be a nation and people who are good and to be able to live out what he has called us to be, to forgive our sins and to make things right and to have him as the center of our nation and our lives so that we can become that great people he calls us to be.